love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidul mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program of Madani Channel, The Love of the Beloved. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful program, as the title of the program itself is so beautiful, we talk about a beauty which is necessary for a person's iman, and that beauty is the love of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Alhamdulillah, as in previous episodes, we covered few aspects regarding love and importance of love. And what is love? And what does love requires? Respect. Love requires adab. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will speak about what is love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is it that when we say ishq rasool, when we say ishq and muhabbat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does it actually mean and what is its significance? So that's what, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will discuss in today's program. Stay tuned from the beginning to the end, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. There is a lot of beautiful narrations coming in, which you don't want to miss, inshallah. So if you have children around in your house, so please call them and try to watch the program from beginning to the end. But before we begin, let's listen to a fadilat of sending salawat upon the master of all the prophets, the seal of prophethood, our beloved master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, erases 10 of his sins, and elevates his station by 10 ranks." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A great poet has said, and I have also mentioned this beautiful, beautiful couplet in the previous episodes as well. But it is so important. It is so relevant. It is so beautiful. That again, inshallah, I will recall and mention that beautiful couplet again. The sha'ir says, the poet says, Muhammad ki muhabbat, deen-e haq ki shart-e awwal hai. Isi mein ho agar khami to sab kuch namukammal hai. That the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the foremost, one of the most important base and foundation and condition of iman, of correct belief, of true belief. If this is incomplete, then everything else is incomplete. And again, the very same shair mentions, Muhammad ki muhabbat hai sanad azad hone ki, Khuda ke daamane tawheed mein abad hone ki. The immense love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a certificate of independence from the hellfire. And it is the proof of a person that he is a true believer of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to have the sanad, to have the certificate of ghulami, to have the certificate of being the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is basically a certificate of freedom from Jahannam. It's basically a certificate that you are a true believer. And why not? Why shouldn't we have the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam immensely in our hearts? Because he is the aslul usul. Our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the root of every goodness, is the root of each and everything. Whatever people have attained till today, whatever people are attaining, the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercies and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever people shall obtain till the day of judgment, it is only through the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully. He said, "Wo jo na the, to kuch na tha." When he wasn't there, there was nothing. Wo jo na ho, to kuch na ho. And if it's not for him, then there shall be nothing. Everything is in existence due to him. Everything came into being due to his noor. Due to him, there is everything. Because he is the reason of creation. So Allah Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says it beautifully. Woh jo na the, to kuch na tha. Woh jo na ho, to kuch na ho. Jaan hai ye jahan ki. Jaan hai to jahan hai. He is actually the soul of the universe. He is the soul of the world. And without a soul, the body cannot live. Meaning for the body to live, it is important the soul should be there. And the soul of the entire universe is our beloved Master Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. So when Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam was not created, nothing was created. And when he was not present, nothing had its existence. It is all through the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And then at another place, Ala Hadrat Azimul Barakat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman mentions Allah ki sartab qadam shaan hai ye insa nahi insa wo insaan hai ye Quran to iman batata hai inhe iman ye kehta hai ke meri jaan hai ye. That from head to toe our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the manifestation of the divine glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is such a human being that there is no human being like him. There is no one like him. Quran says that he is Iman. Quran addresses the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Iman. And Iman says that my soul is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, my dear viewers of Madani channel, the love, affection, muhabbat, ishq of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is very necessary. And we can understand this from the teachings of the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran mentions in Surah Tawbah, verse number 24. Say, if your father and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your tribe and your acquired wealth and the trade in which you fear a loss and the houses of your liking, if all these are dearer to you than Allah and His noble messenger and fighting in His way, then wait until Allah Azza wa Jal brings about His command. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not guide the sinful. Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and basically a warning for the people who consider the worldly luxuries to be dearer to them than anything else. Allah Ta'ala says, Qul, O my beloved, say, In kana aba'ukum, aba'ukum, abna'ukum, ikhwanukum, azwajukum, your family members, your brothers, your sisters, your wives, your children, be it anybody, or be it your trade in which you fear a loss, be it your wealth which you love so much, in which you have worked so hard in acquiring it, if all this are dearer to you, then beware of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beware of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as what is required is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to love the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, wants us to love himself, wants us to love going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else, more than any other worldly luxury. So dear viewers of Madani channel, this verse demonstrates the encouragement, advice, proof and indication of the necessity to love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is also sufficient to demonstrate that this duty is of tremendous proportion. It is very, very important. It is an obligation for us as well as the right of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be loved by the Muslims. You will have observed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, He reprimands and warns those whose love of relatives and property are dearer to them than Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this verse with a warning, then wait for the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this ayat-e kareema it is understood that those whose love is other than for Allah azza wa jal and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are away from the right path and are not guided, they are not on the straight path. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in light of this holy verse of the Holy Quran, we come to know that how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person intentionally loves any of worldly relationships or worldly things more than our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a warning for him in the Holy Quran. There are lots of verses in the Holy Quran and a hadith kareema regarding this matter, by listening to which we can understand that how much importance is it to have the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is the essence of iman. It is a necessary element for a person who is a Muslim, who is a believer. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, in his famous collection of ahadith, Sahih al-Bukhari, he mentions in the chapter of Iman, and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi narrates it in his famous collection of ahadith, Sahih Muslim. He mentions it also in the chapter of Iman, that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells us that one day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told his companions, La yu'minu ahadukum, none of you can become a true believer, hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi, until I am more beloved to him, min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in, then his children, then his father and all the people. A person cannot become a true believer unless I am more dearer to him than each and every one, than each and everything. Until then, he cannot become a true believer. Another narration, Allahu Akbar, again narrated by Sayyidina Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions in his beautiful and exemplary work in Sahih al-Bukhari, that one day Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and told him that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything, except my soul. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than everything else, except my own soul. Meaning, apart from my own soul, you are dearer to me than each and everything else. Now, this is basically giving you the message of the syllabus of Iman. What is the syllabus of Iman? So, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is present. Umar radiallahu ta'ala and say, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. First of all, just imagine this. That the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present and the Sahabi Rasul is expressing his love. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. And Allahu Akbar, such honesty of the Sahaba Ikram. They were so pure, they were so clean, that nowadays in friendships and, you know, I love you, man, I'll do anything for you. So, you know, such claims are not always true. You know, they are claims out of exaggeration as well. But the Sahaba Ikram, and this is what Islam teaches, be transparent, be crystal clear, be very loyal and be very outspoken in terms of being truthful. Be completely truthful. Don't exaggerate in stuff. Don't lie and don't make false promises and false claims. Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says it very clearly, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than anything else, except my own soul. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that none of you will be considered a true believer until I am dearer to him than his own soul. A person cannot become a true believer unless he loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam even more than his own life, even more than his own soul. A person gives preference to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And who is Umar? Allahu Akbar, who is this great Sahabi? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that highly exalted companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that if there was a Nabi after me, if they could be, if there was a possibility of a Nabi after me, it would be Umar. Allahu Akbar. Well, there is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a seal, it's a final prophet. And well, this hadith and this narration is also a very beautiful narration and a message as well. If there was a possibility, meaning there is no possibility. Allahu Akbar. So our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly the seal of prophethood and is the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what this riwayat tells us is the importance and the excellence of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another beautiful narration regarding Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi reported in his great book Jami' al-Tirmidhi that if there was a Nabi after me, it would be Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So these are the characteristics and the qualities of this great Sahabi. And this great Sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. But I love you after my own life. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions to this great Sahabi that no one can be a true believer unless I am dearer to him than his own life, than his own soul. It was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that responded, Ya Rasulullah, now I find you dearer to me than my own life. You are the most dearest to me now. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So for our iman, for our faith to reach its completion, it is necessary for a person to be a true mu'min, for a person to be a true believer. It is necessary that a person loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than anything in the world. Be it the luxuries of the world, be it the comforts of the world, be it latest cars, be it nice fancy houses, be it anything, children, parents, above everything should be the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions about an incident, about an occasion, that a man came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when will the last hour come? When is the judgment day? Whereupon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam inquired that, what have you prepared for it? What preparation do you have for that day? So that person says that, I have neither prepared an abundance of prayers, fasting or charity. I haven't prepared of that sort. But I love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam dearly. Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Anta ma'a man ahbabta. You will be with the one whom you love. Subhanallah. So in Jannah, you'll be with the one whom you love, whom you consider your beloved. Subhanallah. May we get the neighborhood of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah ta'ala mentions in Surah Ali Imran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, declare it, if you people love Allah, you follow me, Allah will love you and forgive you for your faults, mistakes or sins, and Allah is most forgiving and the merciful. And in the very next verse of the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, obey Allah and His Messenger. If they turn back, Allah does not love those who reject the faith. Now, from these verses of the Holy Quran, this thing is very much clear that if a person claims that he loves Allah azza wa jal, he has to present the proof of his claim. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned that required proof in the very same verse, that if you love Allah, you must obey. Meaning, the proof that you love Allah azza wa jal, what is there to prove that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that you are obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You are complete in terms of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran that those people who are on the right path, who are on the righteous path, they will be blessed with the company of the righteous on the day of judgment. We all make dua, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, in Surah Fatiha, whenever we are performing salah, ihdina siratul mustaqim, ihdina siratul mustaqim. Make us walk on the straight path. Siratul ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those upon whom you have favored. And who are those? Who are those upon whom there is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the truthful people. These are the pious people. And these are the martyrs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us their companionship, inshallah azza wa jal, in paradise. May we be forgiven for their sake. So the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is of utmost importance. It is necessary to love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to qualify to be a believer. To be a believer, one has to be a die-hard lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a medium through which inshallah azzawajal we can attain the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannah inshallah azzawajal. And love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam shows that this person is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So a heart without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a heart which is deprived. A heart which does not have the love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is indeed not a heart of a believer. That is not a heart of a believer. A heart of a believer should be filled with the love and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us amongst the mu'mineen, amongst those who believe in Allah, amongst those who love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we remain like this. May we die like this. May we die on the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we do the vision. May we do the ziyarat. May we see the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the time of our death. Now there are many topics to be covered. What happens to those who disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who disregard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of the speech, in terms of, it may be whatever, in terms of a video, in terms of an audio, in terms of writings, in terms of anything. If people disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the hukum of that? What's the result of that? What's the punishment for that? And what's the disadvantage? What's the harm of that? Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the coming episodes, we will cover this as well. Then love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has many other subtopics as well. And then we have examples as well. We have role models. We have the Sahaba Ikram. We have the Azwaja Mutahharat. We will look into their lives. What was their method of loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Stay tuned to Madani channel. Keep watching Love of the Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.